Now, we've covered over the years the story of Walsh Colour Print in Castle Island that made the decision around 12, 13, 14 years ago to build houses for their employees. Over the last number of years, many of those employees have bought the houses from the company. But one particular employee, as highlighted by the story told by Tony Walsh this morning, is not able to buy the home because of a new rule that's been brought in by Bank of Ireland and the reluctance of Bank of Ireland to give mortgages now over a newly enacted structural home certification issue. I spoke to Tony Walsh and asked him what the situation was.
That's right, Jerry. I have a house and I have a man that's willing to buy. We built, I don't know, everybody knows, we built these houses for our staff. And we used a certified assigner to actually sign off every stage of the work. This engineer, he signed off pouring of the concrete on the foundation, block laying, roofs, electrics, plumbing, underfloor heating, the works. He was there from start to finish. He must have called to the site, I'd say, 10 or 12 times. So the whole thing was really supervised, and there were nothing left, you know, nothing badly done. Everything was done, you know, by the book. We didn't get home one because I felt it was just doing the same thing again. I had to pay this engineer, so why would I start all over again and pay somebody else to do the same job again? And these home bond people only called 3 times, whereas my engineer, he like I said, he called there 12 times. Our engineer, he insured the property for 1 million euros, so if there's any defects, everything was going to be covered, and he insured us for 12 years. So Bank have completely protected the certified assigner, and the BCMS scheme run by the government is a far safer way of certifying the quality of the build. So with that lugger gems here, we can't move forward. We can't sell until they say we'll accept our own insurance. I've been a customer with Bank of Ireland for 2 to 3 years. We deal with Lady Killarney, and so they're very good. You know, anything you want, you know, they'll make the application. Everything kind of runs smoothly. But when it comes to housing, everything from start to finish with Bank of Ireland and these mortgages have been a right pain. It's just the red tape, the foot dragging. Everything is just so slow. So,
and this was an issue, like this is something, like, obviously long after the houses have been built, this has become an issue because of what's happened elsewhere in terms of MICA, in terms of structural deficits and other buildings that were built during the Celtic Tiger, that banks have, or Bank of Ireland in particular, have only recently put this in place in terms of an extra protection before signing off on a mortgage. Is that it?
Well, they actually signed off on 8 of them. So they had no problem with 8, and then they had a meeting in October, I think, and decided everybody now was the home bond, and home bond is €800. We built 13 houses, so we'd have to pay them 10,000 odd euros for this home bond insurance. So like the insurance that we have, I'm far more comfortable with it. The bank should be comfortable with this as well, because they are protected. The house is costing 150,000. With insurance of up to $1 million, so I just don't understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, what they're saying is, and they said, look, issues around structural property defects have been regularly highlighted in recent times, and our credit approval process is designed to protect customers, especially considering the distressing scenarios emerging for some homeowners. With this in mind, since last year, we reviewed our processes to ensure appropriate structural protections are in place before a mortgage can be approved. This is separate to house insurance, which is required by all lenders.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we're talking about house insurance here. We're talking about builders insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have builders cover. It's not your ordinary house insurance. This is builders cover. So like this engineer is on the hook for this if anything goes wrong. So he was winding his P's and Q's here. He was there from start to finish, and he made them sure like that everything was right, because he didn't want distant coming back to him. Yeah. Like, these people are working with us, and I didn't want any faults either, because they're going to be down on me every day of the week. So these houses are properly built, and I just...
You're exasperated at the whole thing. What's going to happen if he can't move into this house? His rent has been put up, I understand.
He'd probably go home. Yeah. We haven't an endless pot of money to build these houses. Like, we had to borrow money to actually build these houses, so we need to sell these to clear that debt and move forwards. Like, we probably have to build more houses, so we need to get rid of these houses first. So we're just at a long jam, and I just can't understand why they won't play ball here.
What would you like the bank to do? Just to say, look, do what they did with the other 8 properties in this situation and give the mortgage?
Exactly, yeah. It doesn't cost them anything. Home Bond doesn't give them any structural guarantees, because, as we know, like with the flats in Dublin and all that, when something goes wrong, everybody runs for cover, and it's the taxpayer that pays the bill.
Yeah. And look, even in particular to that, Tony, if there is structural problems, like, there is a lot of money going to be paid out for properties up and down the country now in relation to covering things and covering deficits, mortgage or no mortgage.
Exactly, but I think that Home Bond, they collect about 24 million a year in premiums. There was 30,000 houses built last year that wouldn't cover a lot, like one or two claims.
In terms of the costs, yeah.
In terms of the country, it's not a big figure. So in fairness, the insurance company, they're not charging enough for to cover any claims down the line.
Yeah, and that's in saying that in the context of the building costs that we have today, which are unfortunately going through the roof. Is there much time left in this? Will something have to change, or will this all fall apart, this particular sale, in a short space of time, Tony?
Well, we've three people in line for these houses, so you know, I suppose failure isn't an option. We just have to get it. And I don't know, I'm going to stick with Bank of Ireland. Like I said, we've been long-term customers, and I just hope they're listening here and that somebody might, you know, have a bit of common sense and do the right thing.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, Tony, look, thanks very much for telling us the story this morning. We'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Jerry.